You really your role.
Adam, what do you take out of that performance?
Oh, we were really pleased to get the win. The way we turned up last week against Fremantle was disappointing. So it had a big focus on the start of the game. So I thought our pressure early and intensity on the game was up and got reward for effort. And went off the ball there in the second quarter. And look, it was pretty hot out there and windy as well. The conditions weren't as good as they probably looked. But there was some sloppy play there throughout the game.
Luke Shuey, what's the latest with him?
He's just rolled his ankle. I don't really know too much more, but I think it's on the better side.
What's the basic process with him? You go for scans and...
Yeah, well, we've got a five-hour flight coming up, so we got to do the right things. Six-day break into GWS, so hopefully he pulls up well, manage him throughout the week. You know, we may have to scan it, we may not, but I think it's just a rolled ankle.
Yeah, it was sloppy. I mean, how hard is it to sort of gauge where you are from a match like that?
It's probably a bit early to tell. I need to look at the vision again, but I felt like there was some basic errors from both sides that we probably made the most of when we made turnovers. But yeah, we gave the ball up as well at certain stages. So look, we're both pretty young sides, and both sides have got some injuries as well. So not ideal, but we were happy that we're 2-2, and hopefully we get some players back in the next few weeks.
You spoke about the intent of the group during the week. Was that competitiveness and the hunger there for throughout the game?
Yeah, well, you want to turn up like that. All the games so far this weekend have, the teams that start well are starting really well. So that's a common trend. If you get on the front foot and take the game on, I think you're every chance of winning. Unfortunately, last week we waited and we played a really good side in Fremantle who put us to the sword. So it was a real focus of ours.
Dom Sheed today, can you talk us through his role and how you've seen his development?
Yeah, look, he's a second-year player. He's played 15 or 16 games, and I thought his first half in particular showed some real grit. I think he might have dropped away in the second half, as young players do. And along with Liam Duggan and Jackson Nelson and Fraser McInnes playing his first game, I thought they were all serviceable. And Liam's had 11 touches in the last quarter, so really pleasing with our kids.
What sort of role do you see McInnes playing over the next few weeks?
Oh, he's got a bit of flexibility. We had to deal with a few nerves today in his first game. Playing a key position forward was a benefit for us. The lines are a bit light on with their height at the moment, so we thought we'd have a go at playing a tall forward line. And I think probably took 8 marks and had 15 or so touches and a couple of goals or 1 goal 1. So we thought it was a pretty good first game.
What about Elliot Yeo and his role? Where do you see him going?
Well, I'd like to get him up the midfield more. But sometimes you can't do that at the moment with what we've got. But I think you see him inside. He's 190 centimetres and he can actually test the tackle a little bit as well, which we need. So, unfortunately, we haven't been able to get him there as much as we like. But today we got him through there a bit and I thought he had pretty good presence.
Brisbane might not have tested it as much as some other clubs in the future. How do you see your back line coming together a couple of weeks after the big injuries?
Look, it's still a work in progress for sure. We've got a lot of things to work on, so we're not exactly where we want to be with our balance of our side. But I think if we turn up with the intent we did today, and we'll give ourselves every chance to compete well. And we're still finding the right balance. I think Sherrod Wellingham played down back today and did a pretty good job. We had Shannon Hearn who was getting run with, so we had to put Rosa down back for a little while. So we're still working on that. Look, Mark Hutchings has been running around in East Perth for a couple of weeks now and we think he's not far off. Brant College has been getting a lot of the ball as a midfielder too. Young Tom Barras and Carl Sinclair, two key position players, have been playing defence and starting to get a feel about what they might need to do down there at senior level. So depending on how we go today with injuries, there'll be a few guys putting their hand up.
GWS next week, probably not as easy a task as it may have been in the past.
Yeah, I think those days are gone. Yeah, they're a legitimate, hard-running, contested, good finishing side with talent. So Leon's got them up and about, and it's going to be a really big challenge for us.
Is it the same thing, just focusing on that intent and getting off to a big start?
I think every club has the same type of focuses. It's how you prepare mentally and how you turn up on the day and how you handle pressure. I thought even still today there's times where we didn't handle it well and it's the sign of an immature group. So we're striving for that consistency as well.
Any problems aside from Shuey?
No, none that I know of at the moment. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.